This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The matter of delisting the gray wolf as endangered and threatened wildlife is ongoing, with the public comment period open for another month. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse led a bipartisan letter last week, signed by 34 members of Congress, to the U.S. Department of the Interior and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, expressing strong support for delisting.
You know, that's one of the frustrations about some of the issues around Congress. They seem to stick around for a long time. This has been something I've been working on since I started Congress, and here it is 5 years later, and we're still struggling with this.
Newhouse says Fish and Wildlife should move forward as soon as possible.
The agency has made it known that they want to do this. It's something that certainly they are gathering comments and wanting to hear from people.
He says support for delisting is broad.
This is an issue that has widespread support, not only in the Fish and Wildlife U.S. government, but also in our state governments.
And Newhouse says there's no reason not to.
I think it's truly an opportunity for us to declare a victory with the Endangered Species Act, with the gray wolf, as it has come back in strong numbers throughout the West.
Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.